Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire radio or podcast, excuse me, is being aired for December 24th, 2022, Christmas Eve. And an interesting question I have been given for this Christmas Eve, and I think it's a real gift, and I'm very grateful that this person, Kathleen, she does not tell me where she lives or where she came from or how she found me or whatever, which is always very interesting to me when people have the generosity to do that. But here's her question. After listening to you for months, is your way worth it? Giving up your life for a whatever seems foolish to me, Kathleen. Very grateful for the question, Kathleen, and thank you. It's a very good question. So I just want to get right into it since it's Christmas Eve and all of that. Is your way worth it? It isn't my way. You have to understand that, Kathleen. I am not sitting here giving you my way, my opinions, or what I think would awaken you. That's not what I'm all about, and I'm sorry you get that impression from me. Maybe that's my fault. I don't know, but no, this isn't my way. This is the way. And the difficulty of the way is not that it's antagonistic or difficult. It's not arduous. It has to do with the human psyche, the human body, the human mind, the human emotions, the predatory nature of our DNA. It has to do with a lot of different things about being human. And there are a lot of people that just accept the human and think that that's what they are. And they have created a fundamental philosophy, religion maybe, called nihilism, where you just accept everything as it is. And because there's no proof of reincarnation or heaven or hell, you just accept things as they are. And that's the end of it. When you die, you just fade to black and there is no more. So, I mean, is that worth it? You could ask this question of almost anyone or anything that you've come to. I could come to you and say, is your way worth it, Kathleen? Is it? I don't know what your way is. But please understand, I am not making this up. I realized in my own direct experience how difficult it is and can be to work on oneself. It's very, very difficult. And you have to put aside many things that the ego, the vanity, the pride, the emperor of all malice, as I like to call it, the one who is emotional, my body, its whole organism, I have to let it be what it is and transcend it. I am not teaching a religion or a philosophy here. I'm teaching you the art of transcendence. And if you don't have any, shall we say, acuity for that or any leaning towards it, any ilk for it, then it's going to sound like bullshit. And I understand that. I really do, and I respect that idea that you might have of this is just a fraud. I have noticed over the years a definite deterioration of respect for anyone who does the kind of work I do. This is natural. I really understand why. I get it. It's because there's no payoff, and there's been a lot of charlatans doing this kind of work. They come in, they go out, they do a lot of weird things. It's a difficult way to work in the world and to help people. It's very, very difficult because there's a lot of cynicism and doubt about it, and nihilism has taken over, basically, most people's minds and their bodies, and that's just the way it goes. They look at their life and say, nothing matters but what you can get here and now. You say giving up your life for a whatever. The whatever is rather important. It is awakening. It is seeing things as they really are and not the way I pretend them to be or build some narrative in doing. So that's pretty important. But you have to understand giving up your life. You don't have a life. You have a living. You might have a living. The difficulty for the novice to understand is that the living is not the life. How I want to live has nothing to do with life itself. Life is perfect just the way it is. It is the embodiment of a tremendous love, a love that exceeds human treachery and guile. It's a love that is beyond the concept and wit of the average person. So that just doesn't exist, you know, for me. I understand what you're saying. Giving up your living, the things you want to do, to eat, drink, and be merry and have a wonderful time and let the pieces fall where they may. And if they fall in your favor, good. If they don't, not so good. And that's the end of it. There are no consequences for the way we live our life. I get it. I understand that's your point of view, Catherine. But that's not mine. And I see something different through my own experience of life, my own direct experience. So giving up my livingness for the sake of life is the art of transcendence. That's the fundamental purpose of my work, to give up my living, what I call living in the gratuitous manner of trying to get adorations and trying to get as much comfort and pleasure as I can possibly muster up, and then call that my life. And that's just not the way it works for me, and that's not the way it works at all, life that is. And that's why we see so many difficult things. There are many aspects of life that we do not understand through the comprehension of our mental acuity that is based in genetics and DNA. So what do you do with a lifetime where the things that your body purports to you are simply not true? What do you do with that? Well, that's something you have to decide for yourself. Aspire and myself are an alternative to conventional thinking, conventional beliefs, conventional ideals. I don't have a religion. I don't have a philosophy. My philosophy is simply silence. My teachings are simplicity, solitude, and silence, and that's as far as it goes. Now, I can help you with other things, the things that betray you, the things that beseech you to start living and acting and thinking from your human body, your human organs, your human genetics. I can help you understand what those things are and how futile they are, but you have to be at a certain point where you're willing to give up everything for the sake of finding the all of life, the meaning of your life, the gravitas of your life, and that requires some sacrifice. Now, that may not seem worth it to you, and I'm all right with that, too. That's fine. If you don't find it worth it, if you think you already know, if you think you don't need all of this, then you don't need all of this. You have to develop some sense of maturity in yourself, and I am sure life has a way of giving us that. It sure dealt that to me, and I found this way, this manner, very, very helpful, deeply significant, and beyond the confines of Greg Penn opinion and conception. Kathleen, I hope that helps you. I really do. Thank you for your kind question. I hope that listening to this helps you. If you have a question or a comment on this beautiful Christmas Eve, all you have to do is email me at greg@aspire.com. aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful Christmas Eve, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.